set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second hour here on this Thursday, June 26, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Missy down at My Pure Health Solutions in Battle Creek. I want you guys to give them a call, 269-964-4044. Text me, Missy. I'll send you the phone number. I'll send you the link to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Want to help you change your life permanently and forever. This coming August, will be 2 years that I've been below 225 pounds. Fluctuating between 217 to 225. As soon as I hit 225, I fast for a day. Drink my water, lose 4 or 5 pounds in a day, get the inflammation out of my body, and get back down to 220, 219, 218, 220, 221. Folks, I have lived the majority of my adult life over 300 pounds. Go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. That picture is of me in her office on April 23rd of 2023, triple X, faded out, grayed out, black radio station t-shirt, big fat belly, big fat face, big fat arms, 297 pounds that day. 4 months and 4 days later, August 27th of 2023, I was 217. Down 80 pounds and have been there going on 2 years this August. Changed my life. And if you're not heavy, but you may have some health issues, you need to do a wellness scan. Absolutely, absolutely reach out to them. Give them a call. 269-964-4044. MyPureHealthSolutions.com is their website, the website that she created for me, my journey with her, TruckerRandyHealth.com. Call and get a free conversation. Won't charge you a dime to talk to you. Just want to get to know you, find out what's going on. You don't need to lose weight, but you've got some wellness issues happening. They do a wellness scan and tell you everything that's wrong, what's causing your pain, what's causing your system not to be working right, and they can fix it. And if you're fat like I was, it will change your life. The metabolic formula drops, eating real food, no exercise. She doesn't want your muscles working. She wants your metabolism burning the fat off your fat body. I see fat people now, and I want to cry because I know exactly how you guys are living. I was there the majority of my adult life and will never go back. And I'll even eat my carrot cake at the fun shoot. I had some the other night when we were at the Iron Pig before the party. Guys, you can enjoy life so much better. Size 38 waist pants versus size 54. You have no idea what it feels like. So text me, Missy. I'll give you the phone number and I'll give you the website. Short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Thursday, June 26th edition. Joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deek. He's the founder of the Institute for Family Justice organization. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Hey, we had some conversations over at the Iron Pig with some folks over the weekend, and a couple of them got to know you and got to hear about your mission and what you're about. And I know Patriot Pat, he was very excited to hear about this effort that you're putting together. And this is something that is very near and dear to my heart, because in April, this past April, I celebrated 13 years of doing this show. And I have, over the years, been called a lot of times after the show, sometimes actually texted or even called during the show, went to voicemail. People who are frustrated. They're frustrated with the court system. They're frustrated with the laws. They're frustrated with the attorney fees. They're frustrated with their state reps, their state senators, trying to reach out to anybody and everybody they could to kind of figure out a way to get through this very painful, obviously not easy process of going through a divorce, especially if there's children involved. And this is something that you went through yourself personally, very painful experience for you. You and other fathers put together an organization, Institute for Family Justice. But for those who have never heard you yet on the show, explain basically what it is you're working on, what it is you're creating, what it is you're hoping to accomplish.
Yeah, the end goal is to be taking cases to the Supreme Court to get some precedent set to restore the rights of children and their parents. The most important thing we're looking to litigate is the right to representation in any case where a child is going to be deprived less than 50-50 time with either parent. Another thing we're looking to litigate is that child support should only be for a willingly absent parent. If a parent fights to stay in their child's life, does everything they can to stay in their child's life, and for some reason the courts decided they cannot be in their child's life, they should not have to pay child support. Because clearly the parent wants to be a good parent, they don't have the capacity to be, and so they're already losing their most valuable thing, which would be their children. And then forcing them to pay for it is just a travesty, because then they lose the ability to even care for themselves. And what we're currently doing right now for parents going through this is, if you go to the website i4fj.com, there's a support group link right there. They can click the support group link. It takes you into the Discord platform we're building, and we have parents that have been through this that volunteer their time to help you, like, do research, read your motions, and give you peer support from people that have been there and that understand what you're going through.
And again, this website, folks, if you would like it, just text me FAMILY. I have a folder set up on my phone that if you text me FAMILY, it'll automatically send you the contact information. Phone number 231-330-6825. Also, the website, like Jonathan just said, I for Institute, the number 4, FJ, familyjustice.com. And basically, this is just, and point of clarification, so we don't get in trouble with the Attorney General or anybody filing complaints against you or your organization. You guys are not attorneys. You're not practicing law. What you're basically doing is supporting other parents going through this process, and you're basically sharing information that you've found to be very helpful over the years. You've actually tracked and found information, case law, case studies, different things that you're able to share with people to at least give them some guidance. Is that accurate statement?
Yeah, we have a library we're building inside of the Discord platform. We have it broken down for every single state. And we're building out to where if you go into each state, it takes you to your rules of court, your rules of evidence, professional code of conduct, state case law that's binding for that state, so parents can have the resources available so that they could read them, so they could utilize those in their cases. Now, we are not attorneys. However, we are working towards being able to hire them. So that is the goal, is to have some attorneys on staff. And once we get to the appropriate level of funding, that is what we're doing.
And again, you set this up waiting for the final approval from the IRS. But you're able to take donations on the website. They have all the information there. People can mail you a check to your P.O. Box in Wolverine, or they can donate online. They can absolutely support your efforts. But ultimately, the goal is these donations will be tax deductible, and you'll be able to build up a basically a war chest, be able to collect interest on that war chest and make this self-funding for the rest of your posterity, what you're looking to do.
Yeah, I'm looking to do this in a very special type of trust called the Dynasty Trust, which does not have an expiration date. And so once I build this up and the ball is rolling, it will last forever as long as it's managed well. And I've put a lot of special thought into the creation of the trust instruments and the organizational structure with trust protectors and a board overseeing this to make sure that, you know, no single person can, like, abscond with the funds or, you know, poorly invest it. I've even written out the terms for the type of investments to make sure that it's mostly secure and spread across multiple banking institutions that are insured so that this nest egg will be protected for eternity.
Now, one thing that I know a lot of people going through this process are people that we know. It might not necessarily be the listeners listening to you right now on the radio station, on the show, but they know young people going through this. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a niece or somebody in the family that is going through this and in the process can share this information with them. One of the things that you're hoping to do also is creating a network of storytellers, people hearing you on the show with me, being able to share this information with them. They then in turn, when they hear somebody's going through, you know, a painful divorce, they're arguing over custody, child support, visitation rights, all of that, then they can give your information directly to them. What can we do at this point, besides donations and talking about it? How can we possibly get this information out to more and more people based on what your plans are of being able to share this information?
Well, you can... I do have a Facebook page. We're going to be doing advertising there. I just started putting up posts about what we're doing. And so you could go to my website and you could just share it out on social media. You know, you could just go to my website, post a link to it on your Facebook and say, hey, these guys are out there doing really great work. They're doing God's work. They're trying to save our children. And you should go and take a look. You know, if you're going through family court, if you need some assistance, if you need some guidance, go check them out. If you have some money and you feel compelled, please donate, you know, and just start sending out the messages on social media or by text or, you know, in your daily conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just got a text message. If you have a question for Jonathan, text me at 231-360-5140. We'll get into the show as well. Wanted to know if you're functioning in other states. They have family down in Florida that are going through this situation right now. Do you have any advice or any folks there on your team that are familiar with Florida Family Court?
Yeah, I personally have helped a lot of parents in Florida. And I do have one of our members down there, Lilium. She's down in Florida right now. And so we absolutely help people all over the states and even internationally.
Okay, very good. One other thing, Jonathan, I did want to ask you about. Can you explain the family court how it is structured, how it is laid out? Is this something that is done, you know, through the federal level, the state level? Is this done locally? Explain family court in the process, friend of the court as well as family court.
Yeah, so it's done on a state level. The federal government doesn't mandate anything except for child support. And then they leave the rest of it up to the states. So in Michigan, the circuit court operates an office called Friend of the Court. The Friend of the Court's job is to administer child support. And under the umbrella of administering child support, you have custody hearings, because these custody hearings are what determine child support, and they do investigations on, like, what people make. And so it's very much like a court, except for it's not a court. They call the person that sits there a referee, and he takes people's testimony, basically depositions. Then he would make a recommendation, and if any party wants to object to that, they could get a de novo hearing in front of the judge, or if they don't object to it, the judge would sign it, and then it becomes an order from the court.
Now, in that process, you go through the process, you enter into an agreement, and for some reason, whatever reason, the parent that is obligated to pay the child support, they fall in hard times. They lose their job. They have some issues that they're dealing with, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, whatever, but they get behind in their payments of child support. This becomes delinquent. And how does that process work? Where does it become at a point in time where basically you're facing jail time if you don't pay your child support?
Right. So that's dependent on the policy of the county. And that's actually why basically the friend of the court was created, because when child support orders were issued, the parents didn't have any viable means of collecting the child support. And so the friend of the court specifically monitors that. And if they see child support isn't being paid, they send out what's called a show cause. And they had called to have the parent come in, and they have to show why they should not be held in contempt of court and explain what's going on. And so that's part of it. But then in addition to the show cause, just to be held in contempt of court, the state of Michigan has an attorney general's office that handles child support, and they do felony prosecution. And that's very problematic. Because, or at least I believe it's very problematic, because what they're doing is they're taking a civil debt and then they're bypassing the protections of the criminal court, and they're taking a civil debt and converting it to a criminal penalty such that it's a 4-year felony to not pay your child support or alimony timely. And so they have circumvented, the state of Michigan has circumvented the protections of the criminal court by creating felony child support statutes, because, you know, in a criminal court, you're entitled to representation. Well, if you don't have representation in family court and they make this record against you saying you owe all this money and then you can't afford to pay the money, then all of a sudden the criminal penalty comes in, which is a 4-year penalty, which is extremely problematic, which is why I'm working on a federal injunction to be filed in the Western District of Michigan against Dana Nessel and the state of Michigan and the local court, enjoining them from enforcing felony child support statutes as a circumvention against the protections of the criminal court.
Now, on that point specifically, if the Attorney General Dana Nessel chooses to come after a person as a criminal charge, like you're saying, charging them potentially with a felony, are they at that point in time guaranteed to be given an attorney if they can't afford one?
I mean, once you're charged criminally, yes, absolutely. You do get attorney for the criminal trial. But the problem is the underlying case that brought about this contract that they're now saying is criminal for not following it didn't have the same level of protection. So now you're trying to enforce criminal penalties on a case that wasn't provided all of the criminal protections.
Got it. So you didn't have an attorney in dealing with the court order of the child support. You didn't have representation. You basically representing yourself with this quote-unquote referee. The order is entered into, the judge signs it, and then situation changes, problems arise, and immediately then it becomes a criminal case, especially here in Michigan.
Especially here in Michigan, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, again, if you guys would like the information, if you want to share, be able to share this information with people, just text me family. My phone will send you the link to the website as well as the phone number so you can get a hold of them and be able to keep this in your phone, maybe store it, save it, and be able to share it with other people. We greatly appreciate it. And again, like Jonathan says, if you can afford to donate a couple bucks, they greatly appreciate it. So, Jonathan, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.